Hey guys, welcome back to Keeping It Real with Lakia, the inconsistent yet consistently bringing to the table current issues, etc. So let's talk. I got a couple things I want to talk about today, and one of them is about family, right? So the problem I think that I'm going to start with is people don't realize that your family is the one you create. That's the priority. Once you have that, that's it, right? That's your family. I'm not saying that you don't still have other family members and like you got to cut people off and not talk to them or anything like that. What I'm saying is the family you create is your priority in every single way, shape, or form. Females, that means, and a lot of times, again, if you have never listened to this before and you're just now tuning in, I usually talk from a female standpoint because, voila, that's what I am. I don't like talking for men. I don't like saying what men should do or shouldn't do unless it's something that I feel strongly about, but I usually talk from a female perspective, so there's that. But anyway, so when you create a family, you have a baby, you have a husband, that's your primary focus, or at least it should be. And all the other extraness is background noise, like extraness meaning opinions of your significant other from your quote-unquote family members, cousins, brothers, aunties, uncles, mom, dad, whoever, grandparents. Like, you know, these people that you have a lot of respect for, but some people are just really gullible and they don't know how to accept that. I don't care if you've been married for 2 weeks, that is your priority now over those that have been in your life for all these years. So it makes it difficult. And just because you prioritize something doesn't mean that you have to let go of the other stuff. Like, say, for example, you have a baby, women, right? Doesn't that baby take priority over you now watching your nieces and nephews and stuff like that? Like, wouldn't that be your main focus? Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. It should be the same way for your husband, your kids, all of your household that you live with every day is your priority, okay? And then there's something else that we like addressed so many times and so long ago, and even did like a, I don't want to call it a podcast, but it was like a live on Facebook at one point. And then it was, it's memes that go around all the time asking like who should eat first out of the husband and the kids and all that type of stuff. And you got all these females in the comments saying how my kids come first. But the majority of them are not married. I have yet to run into a married person that says that their kid comes first. And then this was me, but before I was married, right? I said, I don't understand. I'm like, at the time, David was not my husband. And we had a child, so there's that. And I also wasn't deeply into God and things like that. So there's also that. Riding around with a blindfold on through this thing called life. But I was just like, we make sure she's first. She's first in every way, blah, 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 our daughter. But I had one very influential commenter that inboxed me and was like, if you don't mind me asking, are you married? And I was like, no, we're not married. We've been together for 6 years, something like that, before we decided to play in Cameron. And then they're like, okay. They're like, are you religious? And I'm like, no. And she's like, okay. She's like, I would like the views in the Bible are X, Y, and Z. So when she told me that, I was just like, started thinking things differently. And then when I got married, and then more than anything, when I decided to devote my life to God, it was like, it all made sense. It's all coming together. That was years ago. I always said, now, when I say always said, I'm talking marriage and God, okay? Because you got some people that'll be like, oh, you just said you didn't always say that. You know, there's always a nitpicker, somebody looking to break up everything you say and make you out to be a liar. And that's just not it, you know. Anyway, so I've always said that, you know, the husband get served first. My, it's funny because one of my family members was like, you made me sick. You always make me look bad. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, every time we go here, you always make his plate. And then you made me feel bad that I done made my plate. And now I got to get up and go make his plate. And I was just like, you know, that's just honestly my, I was like, it's second nature. Like, it's nature. That's what it is. It's not even me trying. I don't even think about it. I just be like, what you want? Like, he's first. You know what I'm saying? So it's just not, and we laughed about it and everything. And I'm like, that's just who, it's just ingrained in me. She's like, you've been doing that since she was like a teenager though. You know, David and I met as we were real young. We were teenagers. So, and I'm like, I know I've been, you know, catering to him, or so I thought in the beginning, and people used to look at me like I was crazy. And then now it's more respected and stuff. Like, I guess because I was younger, I don't know. But my point is, you got to make the priority your family, your husband, your kids, and things like that. Let's also talk about the fact that your children will model and reflect whatever relationship they're around. I'm going to say it again for those in the back that didn't hear me. Your children will model and reflect whatever relationship environment they are in. Meaning, if they see that you constantly cater to them over your husband's partners, whatever, and they constantly see that they take precedence, they're going to play on that. They're going to become self-entitled little monsters. I've said this before too. You have to show the type of relationship you have to your kids. I even shared something months ago. It was people I follow on TikTok, and I can't remember their names because I would shout them out, but they were talking about your kid comes first, and she's like, honey, what do you think about this? And he said it best. He said, your role models for your kids, how they come first. If I'm not happy and she's not happy, they not happy. He said, how I'm putting kids' happiness first. And I was like, you know what? That's a perfect way to say it, because sometimes I can't find the words to say all the time. But this is months and months ago I shared it on Instagram, which, by the way, hashtag done with Facebook for a little bit. I need to give it a break, give it a rest. You know, it's too much going on. I probably will give Instagram a rest too, but I don't find that there is more like funny content what I follow on TikTok. That's why I love it. And then Instagram has a lot of pages like for different things that I follow, like marriage, food, stuff like that. So I like those platforms better. So I deleted my Facebook. I have two Facebook pages. One's a business account. That one's not deleted, but the personal one is deleted for now. I do this all the time. I take a break. Sometime it'll be a year, sometime it'll be a month, sometime it'll be a week. You know, that's the great part about it. It's my choice. So when I decide to return, I'll return. Anyway, now that we're done with that, your kids are who you birthed, and it was your responsibility while they were in utero to eat healthy and exercise and get appropriate prenatal care and, you know, things of that nature to bring them into this world. However, I know people don't want to hear this. Your kids came from a man. So what does that mean? That man, if he didn't impregnate you, and then here we go. We got those people. We got the trolls that's ready. Well, what about artificial insemination? Listen, I don't give a damn how it was inseminated. It still came from a man. So, women, respect yourselves by respecting your men. Ooh, that's powerful. Like, respect yourselves while respecting your men. Wow, I love that. And what I love more than anything are those, because there's plenty of people out there, but are those that say, what about my happiness and all this other stuff? And like, it's so much trash out there floating around, so much content that people are taking to heart, like garbage. Like, And the way it usually starts is queens and kings and stuff like that, right? So the host, as soon as I see kings or queens, I get irritated because, and yes, I am judging a book by its cover because I know the content following is usually, it's usually garbage, okay? Especially the queening, the ones that's like, queens, make sure that you're taking care of yourself. If he's a real man, he'll understand and he should want you to be happy and da, da, da. And you know what? That's the voice I read it in because it sounds ratchet, right? And I can understand self-care. I can, right? I can understand self-care. I can understand being happy within yourself. I can understand that too. Yes, yes. But why, if you're giving women advice, and this is my thoughts on these posts, why, if you're giving women advice, are you attacking men at the same time? Just like the post that men, that it says kings, this, that, and the third. Not all, but the ones that I have come across says, like, kings, know your worth and your value. You know, that's fine. But then it goes into bash a part of women or to say, if she ain't X, Y, and Z, blah, Z, blah. Like, I don't feel as though you need to bash someone else to make your point. That's my theory. If I'm going to give advice to anybody, I ain't bashing somebody else in the interim. I don't need to do that. My point is clear and can stand on its own. So these posts that I'm referring to, the original creators, let me say that again, the original creators, the ones that created these posts that get, then they start floating around and they got millions of views and everything else because they create the controversy. So job well done on the business aspect because they're getting what exactly it is that they were hoping to get, which is an audience and a following and disruption. And here I am talking about it. So congratulations from the business perspective because I'm all about looking at things in different ways. However, I just need some of y'all to really understand that these people could be making these posts and not living their life nothing like it. Come on, think about it. How many times are we on social media, we share something because it's funny, but it's not something we would ever do? How many times are we on social media, we share something because we may agree with it, but it's not really how we live our life? That's me. That is me 125,000%. I rarely, and this just started probably this past year, but I rarely opened up, right? I never told my personal business. I still don't tell my personal business unless it's somebody I trust. Here's the problem now. I trust the wrong people. I did. Yep, trust the wrong people. Won't happen again, though. Won't catch me. It's going to be simple answers here on out. That's it, because I don't like when I feel attacked or like someone is using anything against me, knowing the genuine heart I have and the genuine person I am. But you can't expect yourself from everybody, okay? So there's that. And that's happened to me a lot, quite a bit. And it's like, look here, like, you keep opening that door. Stop divulging information and everything else, and you don't have to worry about when someone gets angry, they're using that against you. Or the truth come out in a time of a blow-up. You had a blow up with somebody and now all of a sudden you hearing all these things and they talking about years ago and you like, what? Why isn't we just talking and arguing about these chips? Like, what are you talking about? That's what I'm talking about. I am talking about making sure that the messages you read and interpret, you take with a grain of salt. There are some of you out there that have decent marriages. I'm saying decent because it'll never be perfect. Okay? And I'm not going to keep saying relationships either because I'm married. Again, I talk from my standpoint and my viewpoint. If you don't like it, then that is totally on you. I'm not going to be like, oh, marriages and relationships to appease whoever may be listening. I'm going to say married marriages all the things that correlate with moi. If today or tomorrow was not married, then I would talk in that fashion. It correlates with me, okay? But anyway, like, if you read that deeply into social media, then you just don't need it. And there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that are creating problems out of the perfection they deem or they think is perfection by these clips on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I don't know about Twitter because I never used it. Maybe that. Whatever. But you see these couples that's trending, these couples that have made social media business that they're, you know, you follow, they're so funny, oh my God, haha, they might even comment it and reply to one of your comments before, and you forget that they're real people. You forget that they have issues like we all do. You hold them to a higher standard, and they're the same as you, and that is mind-boggling to me. I don't understand how you create issues in your home based off of, I don't know, is it a self-esteem issue? Is it what you think should be happening or what you would like to happen, but you're only seeing it because it's broadcasted on social media? If it is, piece of advice, I urge you, take away all your social media. Take away all your social media and do it for a week. I don't know. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, indefinitely if you need to, especially if you're one that's easily swayed by what someone else says, I would do that because chances are you're ruining your own day. You're hurting your own feelings. You're creating things that are probably not even there based off of entertainment. Let me say that again, entertainment. There is a reason why people are getting on TikTok and making funny videos. There's a reason why people are getting on, TikTok. Some of it is educational. I follow a lot of nurses, doctors, surgeons, therapists, a bunch of stuff because there's certain things that they cover on their platform and it's consistent with the healthcare field and things I want to know and learn about. This is a good way for information, but if I learn from that, I'm still going to take it and look, do my own research, make sure it's credible. Because you can put anything on there. That's why there's so much going around about COVID and conspiracy theories and things like that. And I don't even want to, you're not even going to go there. That's a whole nother podcast, baby, about COVID, okay? I'm not doing that with y'all. Not today, no. No, ma'am. No, sir. But, yeah, y'all got to really understand who you are as a person. Check yourself. Check your flaws. And proudly check them. Like, proudly say, I need to work on myself. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because you working on yourself and identifying your issues are going to make you a better spouse, a better parent, a better family member in general. But you cannot walk around with this false idea or perception that you're perfect. You can't do that. Because you're not, nobody is at all. And that's really the gist of it. You know what I'm saying? Another thing that, this pains me to talk about is false hope, especially in marriage. False hope. How can you be married to someone and place the burden on that person for you to be happy? Okay, let me ask that question again. How can you be married to someone and place the burden on them for you to be happy? A lot of people be like, I'm not happy with you because you X, Y, Z. Okay. However, were you happy before me? Probably not. Some of you need counseling prior to getting in a relationship and married. I don't sing, so there's that. That's my terrible voice for you. But yes, y'all really do, because you're placing a burden on somebody else to make you happy when, even if you weren't with that person, you will wake up every day miserable with the same issues. Ugh. And you wonder why you're like smog. You're like literally so thick, and it weighs down on other people to be around. And then you wonder why people distance themselves from you. Cut it out. Like, you need to stop trying to place the burden on your partner, making them feel bad. And then you become a narcissist and stuff by continuously telling them about their flaws and faults and everything else when they choose to overlook yours every day. Okay? Like, cut it out. Cut it out. I'm not saying that if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're absolutely miserable and you guys have irreconcilable differences, you can get out of it. If y'all both choose to do that, fine. Whatever. It's your choice. It's your life. If you're married, I don't feel like there's that much that's irreconcilable, to be honest with you. And I know there's people in the back like, because if he cheat on me, you just got cheated on. And I wonder why. I'm not now. Hold up. I am not condoning cheating. However, there's usually warning signs. There's usually something going on. There's usually lack of sex in the bedroom. There's usually lack of communication. There's usually arguing nonstop before that outlet has been created, okay? So, and don't think Lakia is talking from a perfect perspective, because I'm not, okay? There were indiscretions before. I've been through it, okay? But what I always did was be emotional, get hurt, cry, angry, want to fight somebody and everything else before I actually asked myself, well, what the hell was going on at this time? And things was a mess, horrible. Disrespectful, just things like, okay, all right, so, yeah, cheating, I'm not saying nobody should ever do it, ever, no, it could literally be just a mistake, it could be someone didn't address their past emotional connection with somebody else, and then they decide to do it at the expense of you, it could be something totally selfish, however, do I think that if you get cheated on in marriage, or whatever, because now y'all connected y'all on paper and everything else, that's grounds for divorce? Nah, I don't. Because chances are you're going to get cheated on again. So what you going to do? Spend your life running away from people that hurt you? Or are we going to talk about what could have potentially caused it in the first place? Ooh, that's something nobody don't want to hear. That's deep. That's when you got to self-reflect. That's when you got to be accountable for the person you are. Yep, that's the issue. That's the issue right there. Big A word. That big A word. Okay? Accountability. Nobody wants to be accountable. Everybody wants to point fingers, but nobody wants to be accountable. Nobody wants to apologize. There's a lot of A words out there. Be apologetically accountable. Oh my God. I'm coining that. Apologetically accountable. Wow, that has a ring to it. I'm loving it. I'm loving this energy I got this morning. I am loving it, because it's the truth, baby. And one thing, if you know Lakia, that I said to myself, I need to work on being the big F word, more forgiving, right? And that is going well. It's going well. You know who it's going well for more than anybody, though? Myself. Because I was very, angry. I was holding on to a lot of stuff because I didn't forget. For example, I've been having anxiety and panic attacks and everything leading up to February 14th. Mind all over the place. Can't focus. Half behind and stuff. And that day you ask, it's like, oh my God, it's the Lover's Day. It's Valentine's Day. Blah. Means nothing to me. Okay. I can't stand the stigma attached around some of these holidays that people take so far to heart. It irritates me. It truly does. I think I'm just not that fairy tale princessy person. I never have been since I've grown up. I'm very logical and realistic. And why are we waiting until February 14th to feel obligated to spend money on things to make somebody happy? So, oh, my bad. I can get posted to the gram, please. Anyway, my husband got me stuff for Valentine's Day. And I got him stuff too. How many of y'all got your husband something? Nope. Y'all thought it was just about y'all? Anyway, skirt. But I ain't posted all up on social media and stuff. I used to do that young stuff before, because it was more like, ooh, look what I got. No. Mm-mm. Any business. Anyway, so apologetically accountable, forgiving. Anyway, but so the story I was telling was leading up to Valentine's Day, I was very anxious and stuff, because the person that killed my brother 20 years ago was paroled. The parole board made a decision to parole him. He was in prison for 20 years. And, you know, me, I was just like, this is before I got saved. And I say that because when you get saved, it's a process, especially if you really commit yourself to faith. And I was like, I hate him. He need to die in prison. He never should get out. Listen, my brother has been gone for 20 years. He is not coming back. My hatred for this man was not hurting him. He living his life in prison up until the 14th of February. And 20 years of his life have went past. And I was just still like so angry because of my hurt and missing my brother. And feeling robbed. I don't even have a photo with my brother. So, you know, it was just all of that in combination. And I said, you know what? And I went to church one day. And I had a whole, that service was like, it seemed like it was directed to me. And it was just like, you have to forgive. He said, oh, forgiveness isn't easy, but it's for you. So I said, you know what? I've been hearing that, but I just don't know. So you have to have faith, and you got faith in God. You've been telling me how different your life has been since you've been, you know, educating yourself and living your life according to what God wants you to do. Then you need to let this go and move on. But it's not going to be easy. You don't got to like it, but you have to forget. So I did. Okay. And instantly I bust out crying. Right? And I'm like, okay, I feel better. Like I did. I felt but it was an internal feeling of better. Like I felt better internally because I literally have been holding on to this for so long. But at any rate, I still was anxious and everything. And I'm like, this date coming, you know, it was hanging over my head, it felt like. But then I just woke up and was like, Lord, you ordered my steps. You know what's best for me. I know you're protecting me. And the fear associated with this man's release and everything else would be giving him too much, would be giving him, the felon, too much power over me. Help me let this go. And I just left it at that and continued on, and that was it. So I had to forgive somebody who did something so horrible to me. If I could forgive him, why wouldn't I forgive my husband? Why wouldn't I forgive the person that I carried his children, and he was by my side for each birth. He was by my side and is by my side every single day. When I wake up looking like a troll because I am exhausted and tired because one of the kids had a fever and had me up, or one of the kids was throwing up, or one of the kids had nightmares, he there. Nobody else. Nobody else. Not my mother, not my father, not my sister, not my brother. None of them. None of them, especially none of the cousins and all that. So, forgiveness is a big thing. Before anything, you need to forgive. And be apologetically accountable. You can be accountable for, you can say, I'm going to hold myself accountable. I was wrong. You can admit to it, but your actions have affected somebody else. Apologize. There's some of y'all, it cracks me up that some of y'all will not apologize and be dead wrong. You will be dead wrong. You will apologize in the workplace. I said it. I said what I said. Said what I meant. You apologize in the workplace, son. But you won't apologize to the person that you quote unquote love? Y'all crack me up with that. It's actually sad. Apologize. Hold yourself accountable, but apologize for how in the moment of you not being accountable for your actions and in the moment of you being in your feelings, how you may have affected the other person. Apologize even if they didn't say you affected them. Just do it. Ugh. Make your lives free and easy. Be calm, be still. Because in all reality, I'm a very vocal person, right? And I never was a calm person. I was always a bang, ready to go. On 100. It didn't take much to ruffle my feathers. And then I'm like, ew. It's not cute, number one. Number two, who are you? And how important do you think you are to get a rise out of me? No, you're not. You're not important enough to get a rise out of me. And why my blood pressure about to go up? Why am I about to do all of this for what? You know, it's going to be what it's going to be. Anyway, peoples, I think I've said enough on this segment. Thank you for tuning in with me. I appreciate it. I keep saying, you know, I'm going to do this more frequently, but it's just not the priority. You know, I do it in my spare time because wife and mom and I don't like to say working, but getting to our goals, creating business owners that we are, all of that is first, you know, and I'm not afraid to say that. So I apologize if it's not enough and it's not frequent enough, but you will get good quality when it does get recorded. To each his own, have a good day. Be apologetically accountable and forgive. And I'm out. See y'all later.